here. Today is Monday, September 11th, 2023. I am Kathleen Smith, indie author, blogger, and CEO of Bears with Apps, and you are listening to Kathleen's Corner. And this is where I get to tell you a little bit about the places that I've been, the things that I've done, the fears that I have faced, the new foods that I have tried, and whatever is on my mind. And I'm pretty sure I messed up the beginning of that, but that's okay. So today, I actually do have something to talk to you about today. I think it's been a week since my last podcast. Last week, I did not have time to do a podcast. We had a lot of activities going on with my family. A new grandbaby was born. My husband had a doctor's appointment. So it was a very crazy week. Nothing got done for me social media wise. So, you know, it's like my husband says, it is what it is. It was what it was and all that stuff. But I am back. And I want to tell you about a place in Greece that we went to called Hydra. But before that, I just want to say, I just realized as I was getting my notes together for this podcast that today is September 11th. Today is 9/11. I don't know if about for the entire world, but I do know for America and especially New York City, this is a day that we will absolutely never forget. And before I go any further, I'm just kind of wondering, where were you on September 11th when that horrible, horrible attack happened? Just curious, you know, not for any poll or anything like that. It's just, that was something else. And I could tell you that I remember distinctly that I was home that morning because I had just taken my daughter to school. And I was at home with my little boy, and we were getting ready for some breakfast, and I got a call from my mother-in-law asking me if my parents were okay and if I knew what happened. And I had no clue what she was talking about. She told me to put on the news, so I did, and my day stopped right then and there because I did not know if my parents were okay right away. I do thank God that they were okay, and but kind of curious as to where you were. Let me know, just because it's something serious and it's something to remember. Now that I put that to the side, I would like to tell you about an island off the coast. Well, one of the many islands that's off the coast of Greece. It is called Hydra. If you spell it in English, it's going to be H-Y-D-R-A. If you're going to do it in Greece or Greek, it's Y-D-R-A. And I've got to tell you, I tried my dangest hardest to learn Greek before we went to Greece. Did not work out very well for me. I tried so hard. It's a very, very difficult language to learn. Yeah, I just don't understand how they came up with their language, which is kind of funny because their language actually came before the English language, but enough said with that. So after I don't know how many days in Athens, my husband and I were getting tired of the city and all the markets there and just everything having to do with Athens. It was just a lot. You know, everybody was at you. Every time we would go to the markets, everybody was at you. That was really difficult for me. And we just wanted a slower pace. And since I have a lot of problems getting on a boat. Well, at least I used to. I'm actually getting much, much better about this. We kept debating back and forth whether or not we should take the boat to Hydra. And my husband just looked at me and he's like, you know you want to. And he was right. I really, really, really wanted to go to the island of Hydra. I wanted to get away from Athens. I wanted to see a beautiful old buildings, ancient buildings, and walk up those stone steps and all that. So he purchased the tickets for one of the boats. The one that we did, I think, was a 45-minute ride on the boat. You could get different boats. The slower ones, I think, are 2 hours. Please do not quote me on this. The one that we went on was, I believe, 45 minutes. It might have been an hour. We waited. Actually, we met a nice couple while we were trying to get to where the boat was supposed to be. And we talked to them for, well, the entire time that we were waiting. And so it was nice to have people to talk to with similar interests and all that stuff. So that was nice. We got on the boat. It was not bad. Like, I don't like the waves. I don't like the way the waves feel. It makes my stomach go and my head go, but it wasn't too bad that. And then we got to Hydra, and that was the Greece I was looking for. It was so cool. It just was absolutely beautiful. You know, the stone streets, and you know, you could see all the different shops along the port there, the water there, and just getting ready for the tourists. Those particular stores are all about the tourists. So some of the things are going to be pricey. Some of them are not so bad. I do warn you that when you enter into one of these stores, the people are ready to be right on top of your back and are waiting to say, hey, here's this, here's that, here's that. Yeah, don't do that to me. If you do that to me, pretty good chance, in fact, excellent 100% chance that I'm just going to walk out just to your store and not buy anything, because I don't like it when people do that in the stores. Let me be until I want to buy something. Not putting that off to the side. There were tons of restaurants as well and some ice cream places. And then, you know, we got to walk up the stone steps and look at all the old buildings. And, you know, we got to go to the part of the island where people live there on like a daily basis. Like, I mean, that's their home. And we got to pass some of the stores where they would do their shopping, you know, for groceries and for hardware, whatever you need for around the house. So it was so cool to get to see that. There is a museum on that island that we were going to go to. It said it was open. Unfortunately, by the time we got there, we had missed the last entry by 5 minutes. So technically that museum was still open, but we couldn't get in because we had missed the last entry by 5 minutes. So you probably want to take a look at that. And no, I don't know the name of the museum or anything like that. My husband did his research. So, but other than that, the island was absolutely gorgeous. We did go to a restaurant and I had fish. It was okay. I'm not a huge fish person. If they had fish and chips, I would have gladly have gotten that, or fish and fries, however you want to call it. My husband chose the food for me, which I've got to tell you, 99% of the time, my husband is generally spot on with the food that he picks for me, because I look at a menu and I'm just kind of like, I have no clue what I want. Every once in a while, I'll spot something on the menu that like, oh, that sounds really, really interesting. And it's generally the same thing that my husband thinks that I would like. So this is why I let him order. Plus, you know, I just love it when my husband orders for me. I don't know. Probably not all women like that. Actually, probably most women hate that. But I love that. I love it when my husband orders for me. It's just the way it is. It's my preference. Hey, that means I don't have to talk to the waiter or the waitress. I like that. I mean, not that there's anything wrong with them, but putting that to the side, it wasn't really their fault that I didn't like the fish. I'm just not a fish person. I can't help it. I like some fishes, but hey, I tried it. So that's the important part, that I tried it. Other than that, we got ice cream at this ice cream shop that's like on the port, and that was really, really good. I got a lemon one because it was so hot, and that was nice and refreshing. By the way, if you have to use the bathroom, order your, don't order that. Go to the bathroom. This place has a bathroom, and I'm sorry, I don't remember the name of it, but they have a bathroom. You use it, order your ice cream. They've got seats for you outside. It's great. I mean, overall, I would highly recommend Hydra to you if you're going to visit Greece. And if you're staying in Athens, it's easy to get the tickets for the boat or the ferry, whatever you want to call it. All you have to do is get yourself to the docks where they are, and they will take you over there. And then you just have to make sure that you are at the right part of the dock in Hydra to go back to Athens. We went back, I think, at 9 or 10 o'clock at night, I don't really remember. So we did get a couple of hours in there. It just wasn't from the morning to the afternoon. We went from the afternoon to nighttime, which was perfect for us. We got to watch just an absolutely gorgeous sunset while we were there. You know, we walked along the path that's along the water up kind of high, and it was just gorgeous. We have so many pictures of that. And then we came back just to see Hydra lit up, was gorgeous. And that's what my picture is for this podcast. That's Hydra lit up. And while we were waiting, there was a wedding. Yes, it seems like wherever we go, there is a wedding. I think it's hysterical. And I told my husband, there's going to be a wedding. And he's like, how do you know that? I'm like, because the people getting off the boat are dressed up. They look like they're getting dressed up for a wedding. I was right. The bride was beautiful. It was just so cool to see a Greek wedding. You know, we didn't get to see the plates or anything like that. But we did get to see them dancing, which was cool. And then they put her on a donkey and took her to wherever the reception was. But overall, Hydra was cool. It was just a really nice place to visit. I would love to visit more Greek islands, but I think for that, you would have to do one of those island cruise hop off on things, whatever it's called. We didn't do that, obviously, but I'm grateful and thankful that we took that day and left Greece, not Greece, we left Athens and went to Hydra for that day. So worth it. It was great. I got a really cute espresso cup with a donkey on it. Would I go back to Hydra? I don't know. Probably not, because I've already been there. But I would love to visit the other places, the other islands. So, I mean, I do have my favorite places that I have been to that I would gladly go back to. I just, unfortunately, Greece is not one of them. But like I said, Hydra was really cool. And if you love walking up and down those stone streets like I do, and the steps and all that, and just taking it all in, it's one of the places. I really did enjoy it. So I hope this was a positive podcast. I hope it was an informative podcast. And I do want to let you know that we are in September, so I don't know if any of the tourist attractions or any of those tourist stores are open still in Hydra. Have no idea, so I would definitely do research about that. So that is my podcast for today. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope it was informative. I know I'm going too long. I'm sorry about that. But I just want to thank you for listening to it. And so, if you are on Twitter and you'd like to follow me, you can, at SRKBear. You can also follow my business on Twitter if you like to. That's at Bears with Apps. My YouTube channel, Kat and Smith. That's KATANDSMITH. I have 197 videos and shorts that you could watch. So please check them out. I am going to put a new one up there soon. And if you like what you see, I would love it if you would subscribe to my YouTube channel. I would love to see 200 subscribers. And I know that's not a lot, but for me, that is a lot. So I appreciate it. I'm on LinkedIn if you would like to check me out there. My blog is kathleensmith.org. I need to write more blogs. I know I do. And there's some about Greece and ancient Corinth that I want to write. I just haven't gotten the words together properly for that. Also, thank you so very much for listening to my podcast, Kathleen's Corner. And you can subscribe to my podcast. And a big shout out to whoever listens to my podcast who lives in Turkmenistan. And I may not have pronounced that right, but somebody there loves to listen to my podcast. I don't know why, but I really, really appreciate it. And I also, honestly, I don't know where Turkmenistan is. I really, really don't. And I'm really, really sorry. I don't know if it's near Turkey or someplace else. I'm going to assume it's near Turkey, but I don't know. All I know is, you keep listening to my podcast, and thank you so much for being so dedicated. Big shout out to you. Thank you so very much. Okay. I think that's, I'm totally losing it. Okay, listen, really, really fast. My apps. We have apps for everybody. So, well, in your family. So if you're looking for something for your children, everybody knows they're back to school. We have writing pad apps that you could use so they could practice their spelling. Not their spelling, their writing, the letters and the numbers. We do also have a spelling app that they could practice their spelling, you know, for figuring out how to spell the words. We have a whole bunch of cash register apps that kids love. I honestly don't know why, but they do. We have math apps. If your children need help with multiplying and remembering the answers, our multiplying app will help you. So will our addition and subtraction and all that. If you go to bearswithapps.com, all of our apps are there. They will help your children. And always, always, always money back guarantee. No matter where you are in this world, if you are listening to this podcast, our apps are money back guarantee. So if for whatever reason you don't like our apps, you can return them. Yes, I get disappointed when that happens, but if you don't like it, why keep it? Or if you would like to see something change in the apps, please let us know. We'll do our absolute best to do that change for you. And again, thank you so very much to all the people who listen to my podcast, Kathleen's Corner, and especially that shout out to the people in Turkmenistan. Thank you so very much for listening to my podcast. And wherever you are in this world, I hope you have a good morning, a good afternoon, or a good night. And I don't know what kind of note this is. Never forget 9/11. Thank you for listening to my podcast, Kathleen's Corner. Bye-bye. Until the next time.